Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Okay, so tomorrow there's a little football game going on.
Heard about that.
Heard about that game.
Tennessee and Kentucky going to be a barn.
Yeah. Go to Good Eats.
On Louisiana Day.
On Louisiana Day.
Buy any meal there.
That's right.
And you can get a Louisiana-inspired meal half off.
Oh, you remembered.
I absolutely did.
Good.
So like the coconut Thai shrimp that you love.
Yes.
Those are Louisiana jumbo shrimp.
Yes.
So you can get that meal half off. So go load up. And when you mention Matt's Moment, they save you 20% off your total order. So we are saving you gobs of money.
Right. Tons of money. Shrimp stuffed mushrooms also. I love those.
Black and red fish?
Yes. Black and red fish is good. And both of those are keto friendly too. So that's another cool thing about some of Good Eats meals. 3 locations in Baton Rouge, 1 in Lafayette, and online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So 2 local games this weekend. Saints are going to kill the Falcons. Falcons stink. They're 1-7. Saints are 7-1. They're healthy. They got everybody back. They're going to roll. They're up. They're a 2-touchdown favorite. They'll win.
Sure.
I don't know what to do, Michelle.
About tomorrow. Have you done a lot of radio interviews today?
Oh, yeah.
All week? Yeah.
This is a ridiculous week.
And do they ask you who you think is going to...
Yeah, and then I cop out.
Okay.
So I have said since LSU in this losing streak that after 2015, I said, I'm not picking LSU again to win until they do. I'm just telling you my prediction of the LSU-Bama game here 2-4 until LSU wins. Eventually, they'll pull an upset, they'll win it, and then we'll reset and I'll be able to pick it evenly again. But until LSU proves they can win this game, I'm never picking them to win it again.
Wow.
But this is the first time, Michelle, where I look and I go, I really think they can win the game.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't like a gut feeling. Alabama has dominated LSU at the line of scrimmage. Bama has been decimated on the line of scrimmage. Early entries to the draft, they're not the same team they were. They have a very good offensive line. They're obviously a very good team. Don't misunderstand me. They got a great quarterback and awesome receivers. But this is also a year where there is no historical context because LSU has never done this offensively ever.
Ever.
So, but LSU is doing the thing that Alabama has struggled to stop. So LSU is going to go there and score. And I keep coming back to this question. If the name of the game, both teams scoring, who can get stops, can LSU's $2.5 million a year defensive coordinator with 2 weeks to prepare scheme up a way to stop a Steve Sarkisian-led offense? And my answer is, yeah, I think so. So, like, in my gut, Michelle, I keep looking at it going, it's 31-28 LSU. That's what I see. That's what I would pick. But I can't pick them, Michelle. I can't do it. Like
You kind of just did.
But I can't. It's like if you made me take my entire life worth, my net worth, my home, my savings, everything I have to a ticket window in Vegas and say you're putting on Alabama or LSU, I'd go with Alabama.
Wow.
But I look at this game and I keep saying 31-28 LSU. So what do I do?
You stay with 31-28 LSU.
All right, 31-28 LSU.